I personally think that's a lot about creating a culture where we're here to help people, we're here to serve people. And I genuinely believe that's the entire reason that our store exists, is to serve the community.
From fixing cars to saving choking kids, the good deeds performed by Chick-fil-A employees are as excessive as the lines at lunch. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, not all heroes wear capes. Some wear Chick-fil-A name tags and red polo shirts.
Yeah, I don't look good in red, so I stick with the cape.
What's been your most heroic deed in life, would you say?
Oh, man, there's so many to choose from. Of course, I can't think of one right now, and I don't like to lift myself up. So,
oh yeah, you're so humble. I've known that about you.
I'm proud of that.
But I feel like if you had, in fact, saved someone's life, you would remember that.
Yeah, unless I blacked out during the process.
That's true. I have kept my own kids from darting into traffic. Does that count?
That's a daily thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. You'd think they would learn. But I am so excited to talk to one of these heroes in red. Joe Dennis is a manager at the Chick-fil-A in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Thank you for having me today, Allison, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So how long have you been working at Chick-fil-A?
I've been at Chick-fil-A. I work at the Chick-fil-A in Apple Valley, Minnesota for about 5 years now, since 2016.
Okay. And what's your favorite thing about working at Chick-fil-A?
I would have to say, so I serve as a manager here at the location that we're at. And I really enjoy just working with some of the younger team members and bringing out the best sides of them. I really love mentoring some of them and just hopefully setting them up to have a great career in life.
Now, recently at your location, there was a woman who had some car trouble and you kind of flew in and saved the day. Tell us about that.
I came in about 11 a.m. and was kind of getting ready for the shift when all of a sudden one of the other leaders came up and was like, "Hey, one of our guests has a flat tire out front. Does anyone here know anything about cars?" I was like, I jumped up right away because I know a little bit about cars and how to work on them. And I've changed my fair share of flat tires in my life. So I offered to help out. And it just kind of seemed like the right thing to do at the moment. And it never occurred to me that we would leave somebody with a flat tire without assistance. So from there, she walked me out to the car and I pulled out the spare from her back and changed tire for her.
What was her reaction?
She was incredibly grateful. She was also really kind. We actually had a lot of conversations about like where each other were from, and she was from Minnesota, born and raised, and she told me what it was like growing up here, and it was actually a really pleasant conversation.
Did you recognize her? Was she like a regular?
No, I don't think I've ever seen her before.
Well, I have a feeling this isn't the first time that you've done something like this for a customer.
I mean, there have been a few times where I've ran down the street sprinting, trying to catch a car that missed a bag or a chocolate milk or something like that. But
that's not you in that viral video, is it, with the Corey Asker?
Oh, no. I have seen what you're talking about, though.
I love that. It makes me laugh every time.
In the moment, though, I kept thinking to myself, this is probably the most like stereotypical Chick-fil-A story out there.
Yes, exactly. I love it.
Well, back in the days when I used to go to other fast food locations, which I won't mention, you know, if I broke down there, they would just start yelling at me and asking me to push out of the way because there's other customers. But one time I broke it down at a Chick-fil-A and they swooped in and rebuilt my transmission.
Are you serious? Normal?
Okay, that might be an exaggeration, but...
Sure, but...
But that's normal for Chick-fil-A, right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
But it never happens at, like, Bojangles.
Not
there
to
was
names.
One time, probably about a month ago, so we're right next to a highway intersection where we work, and we were kind of working on closing tasks, and me and one of the leaders that I've been kind of trying to mentor and kind of bring up and teach a little bit more about how to lead and run shifts, we were working on some things together, and all of a sudden we saw that over in the intersection at the traffic light that enters onto the highway, there was a car that was completely stalled out and broken there. So we ran across the street from there, and his car was just completely dead, and we tried to see if it was a problem with the battery, but it didn't look like it was a battery problem. So we actually had to push him out backwards, probably a couple hundred yards to help him get into a parking lot. And from there, we were able to help him call a tow truck for it.
Wow. So these car repairs, I mean, next time I need my oil change, I'll just go to Chick-fil-A.
Feel free to drop by anytime.
Well, all joking aside, I really think that great leadership has a lot to do with it, and how, you know, you feel empowered to do stuff like that during your shift. So how do you inspire others besides repairing cars for elderly women?
I personally think that it's a lot about creating a culture where we're here to help people. We're here to serve people. And I genuinely believe that's the entire reason that our store exists, is to serve the community. And so something like changing somebody's tire or helping them get out of a busy intersection, it just seems kind of like the appropriate thing to do, since that's the reason we're here. As far as creating a culture like that across the team, though, I think it's most important to serve them first. Is I want to show them that as their leader, I'm ready to serve them. I'm ready to show them care and show them that they're valued before anything else. Because I can't expect them to put other people before themselves if I'm not even going to put them before myself. And so I think I really kind of try to adapt a model where I just show my team members how much that I don't just see them as another body coming in to fulfill a role. That I see them as a person, that I see them as valuable, and that I'm glad that they work there. And I think that through the process of showing that to them, that's something that they start to show to each other and then to other guests. I think it's just, it becomes who we are in essence, the more we promote and teach that across the board.
So as leader of a flock there, and I don't mean chickens, I mean the people that you are manage over, what are some ways that you do care for your team?
Well, first off, I think the most basic level is to get to know them. I try to, every single time I have a team member, a new team member on, I try to just find out who they are, find out what their hobbies are, and what they like to do besides come to work. I also do my best to, every single time I see them, I always act excited to see them, which I usually am excited to see them, because over time they become like, I mean, they are people that work for and with me, but at the same time, they're friends, they're family in essence. And so I act excited every single time I see them. And there are times when I can tell somebody's stressed out, and I'll jump into their position, give them a moment where they can go grab a bite to eat quick, or get a drink of water, or just get a moment to breathe. And so I do my best to make sure none of them are ever overwhelmed. And I make it obvious that I'm ready to get down and get dirty and get work done. And I don't think of myself as better than any of them. And so if one of them needs a break, I'm not and needs off headset for a bit, or needs a moment where from cleaning dining room, I don't mind. I more than don't mind just jumping in and kind of fulfilling that role where they are able to kind of get refueled to be the best they can be.
Hopefully Allison's listening, because she doesn't even know how many kids I've got.
Oh, man, I'm soaking this up. This is good stuff.
Well, it's time for a quick break. But when we return, the corporate ladder isn't the only thing Joe climbed, so stick around.
Okay, guys, time to share a few more of our recent podcast reviews from Apple Podcasts. Lauren's 5-star review reads, "You think Chick-fil-A is good? Wait till you listen to this podcast." Aw, thanks, Lauren. Jen07 wrote, "Best podcast ever. Love the podcast. Laid back, funny, and interesting." Yaya Morna gave us 5 stars as well and says, "I don't normally listen to podcasts, but I found this entertaining and fun to listen to." All right, let me share one more. Sarah K6 writes, love CFA and this podcast. Wow, you guys are so kind. Reviews really help more listeners find us, so thanks for taking the time to do that. And if you haven't rated and reviewed us, it takes just a minute, and we might just share yours on an upcoming episode. Head to our show page on Apple Podcasts, click See All right there next to Ratings and Reviews, then click Write a Review. Don't forget to mention how much you love Jim. He actually prints those out and puts them on his refrigerator for his kids to see. No joke. Thanks for your help, guys.
All right. We are back, and we're talking with Joe Dennis, a Chick-fil-A manager at Apple Valley in Minnesota. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
That's how you say it? Minnesota?
Or more Minnesota. But...
Okay. I'm just trying to have an accent, and I'm really
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, man. It's getting better all the time there. So tell us about what you do when you're not working at Chick-fil-A. What do you do with the other 3 hours of your week?
Well, I'm a student right now. I'm a college student at North Central University going for my business administration degree. And then I really enjoy cooking. It's probably one of my favorite things to do with a group of people is to get in the kitchen and have each person working together to make a dish that we're all going to enjoy. And then probably my biggest hobby would be rock climbing.
Wow. Tell us about the climbing. How did you get started with that?
Well, I probably started climbing when I was about 3. My dad used to bring me to the YMCA when I was younger, and we would just go there and we would climb. And so, I mean, it was something that I just started doing extremely early on. And then in high school, I learned to become belay certified and just kind of try to expose myself to as much as I could. Would go to climbing gyms whenever I can. Whenever I was at camp, I would spend as much time as I could at the climbing wall. And I learned how to rappel. And then I kind of took a break from it just because it kind of just fell out of the regular schedule. And then last January, here in Minnesota, it gets extremely cold. I think we had hit negative 55 with a wind chill that was even colder than that probably about 3 winters ago. And so it can oftentimes be a hard thing to try and find fun things to do when it's cold like that in Minnesota. So I ended up picking up rock climbing as something to do because it's indoor gym sport. And I loved it, so I kept going. And just recently got a membership, picked up lead climbing, which is a little bit of a more extreme version of the sport. And ever since then, I've loved it.
And where all have you done it? Have you traveled outside the country to do it?
I haven't outside the country yet. I have a friend right now who just flew out to live in France, and I saw her climbing there, and it was like, wow. Because France has some of the like most amazing climbing in the world, and so I want to make it out there someday. I was out at Glacier National Park about 2 months ago, and I spent a couple days climbing there, and then went over to Washington State and climbed there a few times. And this was all outdoor climbing at this point, so I was setting up my own rope and bolting into the wall, and it was. Out in Washington was probably the most amazing places I've ever climbed, just because it was so beautiful and the rock was just good climbing rock. There's a couple spots here in Minnesota that I go. I'm actually headed up to Northern Duluth this weekend for a short climbing trip.
Fun. Well, you're a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, it sounds like.
A little bit.
Well, one thing Jim and I are passionate about is playing games. Now, these are like life. We're not putting our lives at risk or anything.
Sure.
But we've got one for you if you're up for it, Joe.
I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm calling it True It or False. I'm going to read a news headline about a heroic Chick-fil-A worker, and you have to tell me if it's True It or False. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Headline number one, Chick-fil-A employee climbs down storm drain to save customer's phone.
I'm going to say Truett on this one.
That one is Truett. Seth Ratliff rescued Shauna Hall's phone. Shauna wrote on Facebook, "He then climbs down into the hole and retrieves my phone, which miraculously is not broken or wet. I was so thankful I freaking hugged him. Not only did he slice his finger and was filthy from laying on the ground and climbing in the hole, I find out he had actually just gotten off shift and was still willing to help me. He is now my hero and favorite Chick-fil-A employee."
Typical day.
Wow, I'm impressed with him.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here's the next one. True it or false? Chick-fil-A employee leaps through drive-thru window to save choking child.
I'm going to say true it on this one again. That does sound like something that would happen.
Have you ever done that?
No, I have not. No.
Okay. All right, well, that one is Truett. Logan Simmons, a 19-year-old Chick-fil-A manager in Flowery Branch, I think that's in Georgia, told CNN he noticed a child in the back seat with a seatbelt tangled around his neck. He jumped through the drive-thru window to get in the car. Simmons pulled out his pocket knife and freed the boy from the seatbelt. That's crazy.
That he looked through the windows and just kind of like took inventory of everybody in the car. Most people wouldn't even notice.
Enough to jump into another person's car. Like, I would be scared at first that they wouldn't actually be in trouble. Which, I mean, I guess if you see somebody choking, it's a little bit obvious. But, I mean, I'd just be scared of making a mistake in the process of actually jumping through the window.
Right, exactly. Like, I wasn't choking. I was just playing the game. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, last one. Is this headline true it or false? After winning a car, Chick-fil-A employee gifts it to coworker in act of kindness.
I hate to answer all of them the same, but I'm going to have to say true it for this one.
What's your guess, Jim?
Well, if it's a Chick-fil-A, it's always going to be true it.
Yep, that one is Truett. Haley Bridges, 17, of Appleton, Wisconsin, knew her friend and fellow Chick-fil-A employee was commuting to work in the Wisconsin winter by bicycle. So when she learned she had won a car at a company Christmas party raffle, she knew exactly who she wanted to gift it to. Wow.
That's amazing.
I know. That's not too far from you, Appleton, Wisconsin.
No, I don't know where Appleton is, but Wisconsin's only about 50 minutes away from where I am right now.
All right. Well, I didn't have to make any up. These are all real headlines, and they're all too good, you know, to have to make one up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's never a false story coming out of there if it's positive.
No, I didn't need to.
Well, we're going to take another quick break. When we return, Food for Thought with Joe Dennis.
We know you're loving this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, but if you need an extra helping of chat laughs and chicken, catch up on all 40 episodes of season one. Jim's favorite was episode 28, our interview with the Sauce-Moto inventors. Mine was episode 18, featuring the world's first Chick-fil-A puppies. Listen to both and let us know which one you like best. My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, streams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Well, welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Joe, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite sauce?
Honey roasted barbecue.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Probably Chris Evans.
Nice. If you didn't work at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
I'm not sure I can answer that. I like Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, that's a good answer. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Market salad, no blue cheese, extra berries.
Yes! First time someone had a good answer on that one. That's my favorite, too. Is there a menu item you're not a fan of?
I'm a little bit of a health nut and don't really like fried food.
What?
That's just a personal preference. So every once in a while I have a spicy deluxe, but I'm not a huge fan of. any of the fried goods there.
Nice. What do you wish you could add to the menu?
I wish that I could add chicken wings.
Okay, that would be good. Do you ever forget to say my pleasure?
Very rarely. Probably more make the mistake of saying it too much outside of work.
Well, how many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Let me pull that up. I have... It looks like some of them expired because I only have 799.
Oh. Okay, well, you get a lot of free food there anyway, don't you?
I eat free every time, so...
Well, how many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting?
45. Comfortably.
Wow. Okay, well, are you team nuggets or team strips?
Team strips all the way.
Wow. Even though you can't get grilled strips?
I wish I could. I really do. When it came down to nuggets versus strips, so I like the tenderloin more than the filet.
Oh, look at that.
He scrapes it all off.
All right. Well, speaking of news headlines, since I've got a manager's ear right now, how much do we need to be concerned with this nugget shortage I'm hearing about?
I'm a little bit worried personally. I'm hoping that's resolved quickly. But at the moment, to anyone who's worried about it, I would just recommend that we have plenty of great other menu items. I personally recommend trying out grilled wrap, maybe trying some crispier spicy chicken if you prefer the fried on it. But I don't think there's anything to worry about because there's so many other options that you could get at Chick-fil-A.
Like the market salad.
Market salad, no blue cheese, extra berries.
See, Allison, I told you it's the best thing there.
I love it. Are you going to have your own location someday?
That is up in the air right now. I can't answer that at the moment.
Is that a goal, though? Or
it's possibly a goal. I haven't quite decided that yet.
Okay. Well, you got
to graduate college first.
You're right. Awesome.
Do you always climb through the tubes and stuff there? I mean, you let the kids take a turn?
Occasionally, every once in a while, I'll let them.
Well, Joe, thank you so much. This has been so fun, and I just love hearing these uplifting stories of Chick-fil-A employees.
Allison, Jim, thank you for having me today. It's an absolute joy being on here today.
Well, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, would you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me. And our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.